Good evening to you, Lorenzo. Thanks. Governor Rick Scott visited Overtown today to highlight millions in the state budget to help children who are victims of human trafficking. This year's state budget will spend $6 million to hire more advocates to help children during court cases. Another $3 million will pay for safe houses and rehabilitation for child victims of trafficking. Scott also used the opportunity to talk about a new law that allows some undocumented immigrants access to in-state college tuition.
We're taking care of our citizens. We're making sure if you grew up in our state, you're going to get in-state tuition so you can live the dream, just like I had the opportunity to live the dream coming from poverty to be able to be successful in business.
The governor says the federal government has not done enough to secure national borders, but the state is working to help immigrants. Some undocumented students who attended and graduated high school can access in-state college tuition in at least 17 states. Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho is asking for extra federal funding to help with undocumented students. There's been a surge of unaccompanied minors from Central America crossing the Mexican border into the United States, and many of those children make their way to South Florida. The Obama administration has called it an urgent humanitarian situation. And as Miami Herald education reporter David Smiley explains, Miami-Dade school officials say they're feeling the financial impact of educating these vulnerable students.
Students who may be homeless, who probably won't be speaking English, who need increased services that cost a lot of money. They say those services are on average about $2,000 more than what the state provides per student. And so they're saying the federal government should be providing this money to help pay for educating students who are coming across the border.
School officials say nearly 300 Honduran students entered the district under these circumstances this past school year. Qatar Airways is now providing nonstop service between Doha and Miami. The connection is currently the only direct flight between Miami and the Middle East. Solar Lone is a senior at Florida International University. His family lives in Doha, and he flies back and forth at least four times a year.
As far as time, it would definitely save me much more time because it would be a direct 15-hour flight versus having to fly from here to London or here to New York and then London and then stop over there and then catch another flight.
That, he says, takes 22 hours. While the new route saves him time, he says it does not save him money. The four direct flights a week from Miami to Doha start at about $1,100 one way. That's roughly the same as he pays now round trip. Miami Airport Director Emilio Gonzalez says every flight to and from Doha so far has been completely full. If interest remains high, Qatar Airways will consider adding more flights connecting Doha and Miami. And NASA is readying its first new spacecraft in a generation for a test flight in December. The space agency put its Orion spacecraft on display Wednesday at Kennedy Space Center. The capsule-shaped craft is designed to take astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. Bob Cabana is director of Kennedy Space Center.
We are well on our way to establishing a human presence in our solar system. And when we leave planet Earth to do it, we're going to be leaving from right here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Orion's test flight in December will be its first. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Lorenzo?